HVAC company of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Design Air Heating and Cooling.
Joe Rusevans with FRA Trust here, and as a leading financial professional for almost 40 years, I want to help you take control of your financial future in this post-pandemic economy. If you have over $250,000 in a retirement account, or perhaps you've recently been furloughed and don't know what to do, my team at FRA Trust would love to help you learn how to turn a 401k retirement account into your own personal IRA. Don't delay. Call us today at 855-935-4214. That's 855-935-4214.
Hey everyone, it's Cam Jansen here with Gray from Dents Express, St. Louis's premier paintless dent repair facility with two locations, Baldwin and St. Charles. Hey Gray, is paintless dent repair better than painting?
Absolutely, Cam. It allows customers to retain their vehicle's factory finish and their warranty, which helps them keep the value in their vehicle.
St. Louis, for all your dings and dents, contact my good friends at Dents Express, 636-227-5050, DentsExpressSTL.com.
Maybe abbreviated and short today, but here we go, the Playhouse. You can't cut Kate short.
Vineyard's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Hemorrhoids.
Yeah. A lot of people have that.
We're about to get Vineyard's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to an abbreviated version of Vineyard's Playhouse. We're kind of flying by the seat of our pants here. It's August 3rd, and we normally do a big round of introductions. We're brought to you by nobody because I got all the commercials out of the way because we only have, 14 minutes to get a little bit of Bill Clevelin and to get the joke in, so we'll do the best we can. We will shorten the introductions. Welcome aboard. We're glad to have you. Let's do this.
Hey!
At the control board, Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips. Just say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
All right. And now we're not doing the Birmingham England. We're not doing any of that. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. They have over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois, including some Walmart locations. They have great rates on car loans and home loans. First Community Credit Union, a great place for all of your banking needs. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
And now this next guy is Tim Woodburn. Tim, say hello to your sponsor.
Hello, and thanks to the Law Office of Scott Sherman. Bayer has announced it'll pay billions to settle lawsuits brought by people that contracted lymphoma or cancer after using Roundup. Even if you haven't filed suits, some of that money might belong to you. The Law Office of Scott Sherman is handling Roundup cases right now and standing by if you or a loved one think you might be eligible. Shoot them an email, lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. And remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be made solely on advertising.
All right. Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Of course, it's kind, Dan.
Say it, rat boy. Just say it.
Jeez.
Yeah, thank you very much. And how about it? Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. That's incredible.
I'm looking at the screen here.
I'm trying to type something in. I'm trying to say Madison County, Iowa.
You know what it says on the screen? Maddie. It says Bill Mad.
Now, I
thought, what's he mad about? Dan's trying to put Madison County in there.
Well, and it started back over at the first part of it, and it was like all messed up.
Let's just bring him in here now. On the phone, on the road.
I've been to Reno, Chicago.
Yeah, there you go. And that's all of the time we have for that song. Give it up for On the Road in Madison, whatever, Bill Kleblin. So are you in Madison, Wisconsin?
I am really pissed right now.
Well, I know you're not. No, I'm not at all.
Sure. Yeah, quick segment. I know you guys are short on time. Yeah, Madison County, Iowa is where I am. I was in Des Moines yesterday. I'm so excited to be back on the road and doing what I enjoy. And I was.
Hold on, man. Hey, doing what you enjoy, that makes it sound like you did not enjoy being in here with us.
You hate us.
Like hanging out
I'm so
us?
Glad finally to be doing what I enjoy on the road.
Glad I'm the man. Hell away from you guys.
Yeah, real nice.
Yeah, that's how I meant it to sound.
Okay. Well, okay.
No, I'm kidding.
Well, you pulled it off.
You'd love this, Frank. I was in West Des Moines yesterday filming a segment for Gamma Sports, and it's a place called Smash Park.
Good story,
and
Bill.
It is like a...
Wow. He's not finished.
Oh.
Yeah.
Usually me.
It is a like a pickleball mecca. It is this. They have all these indoor courts and outdoor courts and games and all kinds of stuff. And people have pickleball leagues and things right. like that. And it is. Oh my gosh! It's just really really neat. I hope we get one in St. Louis, but film that. But I'll just quickly mention. So Madison County, for people who are looking to get out of town, out of St. Louis, you want a road trip that's only about 5 hours away. This place is fantastic. Birthplace of John Wayne. And so it's a very patriotic town. It's kind of, the downtown is almost like a movie set. American flags everywhere, very patriotic.
Very quickly, who in the room can tell me John Wayne's real name? Not you, Bill. John Wayne.
Okay.
Real
no,
name.
No idea.
Marion Morrison.
Morrison.
Very
Webster?
Good. Marion, yeah.
No, not Webster.
Webster.
I couldn't Marion remember his last
Morrison.
That is correct. Yeah, you are correct. So, yeah, the John Wayne Museum is here. Bridges of Madison County, that's really more for the ladies.
It's a horrible movie. Like that, it's like the worst movie ever.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Boring.
I agree. But people like going to the bridges or whatever. But no, a great place to get out of town. If you want some more on that trip, you can go to BillOnTheRoad.com. I'm leaving bright and early in the morning to go to Door County, Wisconsin.
Been there.
I'll be for a few days. It is beautiful.
Yeah.
And I'm going to eat my weight in cheese curds. So.
Cheese.
Right, red boy.
Cheese curds.
Never had cheese curds?
Cheese
curds.
Oh.
I had them once because you guys talked about them.
Yes,
so I went to Culver's or somewhere and I got them.
Yeah, that's not.
I don't get it.
Fried? Yeah, okay. It's just, but
it's just,
yeah, kind,
it's just fried like mozzarella sticks.
But the good ones are supposed to squeak, right, Bill?
Yeah, you got to have fresh ones.
I think Bill can eat 80 pounds of cheese curds.
Cheese.
Oh, I think you're
right, red boy.
I think he
says going to use weight in cheese curds.
Oh. 80
on the club one, on the road, and on 590 The Fan.
That hurt. I don't know about you. That hurt me, what he said. I'm glad to finally be back where I really like to be, meaning away from us. That hurt.
Feel offended.
That cut deep. Bill Kleblin, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. More at WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. So, I went to Pistols Plus, my favorite gun. I need a St. Louis gun store to come on and be an advertiser that I could speak for. But I went there to get yet another rifle I don't need. Plenty of handguns, and not as many rifles, but I got a rifle. And it was kind of a special one. Had some stuff put on it. But here's what's interesting. And once again, Thank you. I did this before, but I want to make sure I acknowledge the protesters, the non-peaceful protesters, the people who are so destructive that they've caused lots of Americans to now realize maybe it'd be a good idea to have a home protection gun. And so thank you, because business is booming and has been ever since you started doing that horrible, you lunatics, burning police cars and looting and burning down stores. Thank you so much for what you've done for the gun business. Pistols Plus thanks you. So, while I'm there, this is just so typical of what we're doing in this country, letting a handful of people change the way we do things. When I went to fill out the form to purchase the rifle. They said something. They said, you'll notice there's one change that's been made in the form. Everything else was the same. They want to know your name, and they want to know your race, and they want to know where you were born, and then a whole list of, have you ever been convicted of, and are you on drugs? Have you been to a mental institution? Boom, boom, boom. But where it says sex, it used to just say male or female. Now, on the form to purchase the gun, it says male, female, or non-binary. Now, why did they have to cave in and do that, the federal government?
Non-binary.
Non-binary. I think that just means I'm neither. I'm not male. I got a news flash for you folks. Yes, you are. You are one of those. You are male or female. You might identify as something else, but you're male or female. And I want to say hi to Aaron. If you do go to the lake, and a lot of you do, because that lake, again, this weekend, was a place where people were actually enjoying themselves, being out, right or wrong, not many masks, and they were having a blast. And I don't seem to see any stories after all these weeks of those irresponsible people at the Lake of the Ozarks. I don't see stories about them dropping dead from COVID. Doesn't mean they're right or what they're doing is right, or it maybe is not good judgment, but they're having a blast. So I want to say hello to a guy named Aaron, who now works at Pistol Plus. A very interesting guy. And again, if you're in the market and you don't have any idea what you're looking for, or you do know exactly what you're looking for, Pistols Plus in the heart of Osage Beach. Now, my wife and I had lunch yesterday. And I observed the people who were wearing masks at the table until the food came, and they took the masks off and ate. So my question is, why? What's the point if while you're eating, you all don't have a mask on? But here's the part that really bothered me. I watched a guy who looked to be in his 20s, maybe 30. While he's eating, three times he reached up and pulled a big booger out of his nose and stuck it under the table.
Under the table.
I'm more afraid of that guy's boogers than I am COVID. And he did it three times. I told my wife, she saw me looking, and she said, what? I said, you're not going to believe it. You can't see him because he's kind of behind you. I said, this guy three times got a big booger out and looked around to see if people were looking, put it under the table.
Was he an older guy?
No, like 30. Young guy. Yeah, a big nose, too, so
it'd be nice
big boogers.
Hey, buddy, I see you putting boogers under the table.
Well,
I know.
I kind of wanted to do that.
Yeah, but then you're afraid to.
You never know.
Yeah. You never know who you're messing with. He might have been nuts and tried to kill me.
Or he could have leaned his head back and shot a snot rocket at you.
I could have. I need
poke
to.
Poke your eye out.
Yeah. Here's what I'm doing, folks. I told Limey I'll do my best to end the joke at 5:25:45.
Yep.
Let's see how close I can come. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
So, this guy's wife is in a really bad car accident. I dedicate this to your mom, I guess, because she was just in an accident. Mm-hmm. She can't hear it, but she could later on listen to the podcast.
Yes.
And she's scarred all over her body. I mean, her face is scarred, and that's a horrible, especially for a woman. She has scars on her face, and she's scarred on her back and legs, and most of them, the doctor said, you know, will heal. He says, except her face, her cheeks in particular. He told her husband, he said, look, if we don't do plastic surgery, she's going to be scarred for the rest of her life. And her husband says, well, can we do anything? He said, yes. He said, we can do a skin transplant. We will, if you'll donate skin from your buttocks, we will transfer your butt skin to her face because that is very close to the skin on the face. And it'll probably be successful and, you know, nobody will ever know. So we can't take it from her own butt because in the wreck, her butt was all scratched up. Mm. He said, will you donate? He said, absolutely. She's my wife. So they go in and they take off some skin from his butt cheeks and they transplant it onto her face. And in time, as months go by, clears up. Her face is perfect. It's perfect. It was a successful procedure. Nobody would ever know she'd been in a wreck. Nobody would ever know that her cheeks were his butt cheek skin. And one night, they're getting ready to go out. And she says, you know, honey, she says, I don't know how I'll ever be able to thank you enough for what you did, donating your butt skin to make my face, my cheeks look normal again. He said, oh, baby, he said, you don't need to thank me. Every time your mother kisses you on the cheek, that's all the thanks I need. Actually bailed a little early. Is that going to throw you off? You okay?
No, I think we're okay.
Hey, I'm going to talk over the singing. Look, sorry, folks. We had to cut it short. It's just today. There's one other day. We'll do it down the road. Only 30 minutes. Thank you for being with me. Thank a police officer, please, every chance you get, now more than ever. And we'll see you here tomorrow. We'll be here. We hope you'll be here. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You just remember what your old past is. You got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right, then, goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is Doug Vaughn here to tell you to call my friends Mark and Neil Gelman of Coldwell Banker Premier. Mark and Neil's incredible marketing strategy sells more homes over $500,000, all with 5-star reviews. Find the Gelmans online at 590homes.com and start packing.
Certain restrictions apply.
This is Diana with Neustetter's Fine Jewelry. This year we're celebrating 50 years in business. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your lives for over half a century. It's because of you that our small family business thrives in St. Louis. From our family to yours, thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Together here tonight, and we have Los Angeles taking on Utah at 8 p.m. Central Time. Both teams coming off losses. Lakers, that big loss to the Raptors. The Jazz lost to the Thunder. Utah is the fifth seed in the Western Conference. Last time these two teams played, the Jazz hit 14 threes, and they still lost by 25 points. A Lakers win today means they would clinch the one seed in the Western Conference. And I want to say, speaking of the Lakers, as we get into this one between the Grizzlies and the Pelicans, this is an instant chance for the Grizzlies at forgetting that loss to the Spurs. And when you look at back-to-backs this season, the one that sticks out is when they played the Kings one late Friday night in February and followed it up the next day with a home win over LeBron and the Lakers, a win that they have frequently referenced as the one where they re-cemented their status as a playoff contender. Ja Morant really cemented himself as the Rookie of the Year in that game. You had mad respect coming from LeBron when he had 27 points and 14 assists. Hey, you want Dylan Brooks to have a rebound game in that back-to-back situation? He had 24 points, came up real big. Bottom line is this is a team that bounced back in a big way when everyone was talking about the Lakers, everyone was talking about LeBron, everyone was doing a lot of talking about everything except for the legitimacy of the Grizzlies, And that game really provided an instant change in the conversation. So here you have the Grizzlies staring down an 0-2 start in the bubble. You also have the Pelicans staring down an 0-2 start to the bubble as well. Two teams very hungry for a win. But the Grizzlies have some experience, and when their backs are against the wall, or at least that feeling of it, they've managed to come back and get some big victories. Eric Hasseltine and Elliot Perry will be on the call. Grizzlies Pelicans, that's coming up next right here on the Grizzlies Radio Network.
That's tonight's pregame show. Tip-off is just minutes away. Stay tuned for exciting NBA action coming up next on the Memphis Grizzlies Radio Network. It's game time. Welcome to Memphis Grizzlies basketball. Coming up, it's the excitement of NBA basketball. Our team will bring you all the action tonight as the Memphis Grizzlies take the floor once again. Now, here's the radio voice of the Memphis Grizzlies, Eric Hasseltine.
It is game night, and the Memphis Grizzlies continue their 8-game seeding schedule from the bubble in Orlando, Florida. And tonight, one of the head-to-head matchups that the Grizzlies had circled, their third contest. They'll take on the New Orleans Pelicans. Zion Williamson and company still trailing the Grizzlies by 3.5 games. A win today for the Grizzlies would send the Pelicans to 0-3 in the bubble and would put the Grizzlies at 1-2. A win for the Pelicans, and the gap shrinks again for the Grizzlies with their lead for that 8th spot in the Western Conference. Good evening, everyone. Eric Hasseltine alongside Elliot Perry, and we welcome you to our third broadcast here from FedEx Forum. While the team is down in Orlando, Florida, and yesterday was a tough afternoon for the Memphis Grizzlies. They fell behind the San Antonio Spurs. They made a run and apparently tied the ball game in the fourth quarter. However, Grayson Allen's three-point shot was waved off. They said there was a foul prior to Grayson getting into the act of shooting, and the Grizzlies were never able to tie the ball game up until the final seconds. That's when Jaren Jackson Jr. hit a corner three to tie things up. However, DeMar DeRozan got to the foul line with just 1 second remaining after being fouled on a jump shot, made two free throws, and the Spurs came away with a big two-point win. The Pelicans did not play yesterday. They've lost their first two games to both Utah and the Clippers, and they know a win today is essential if they want to try to make it either into the play-in series or take that eighth spot and get into the Western Conference playoff picture. We'll find out how the Grizzlies can bounce back and taste victory for the first time in the bubble when we bring in Elliot Perry for this evening's edition of Pressure Points, Key Elements for a Grizzly Victory. A little bit later on, the Toyota starting lineups and the opening tip. Grizzlies and Pelicans this evening from Orlando. We'll broadcast it from FedEx Forum right here on the Memphis Grizzlies Radio Network.
Hi there, I'm Tanya Harding, world-class figure skater and Direct Auto Insurance spokesperson. Life doesn't always go as planned. We all know what it feels like to be on thin ice. Direct will look past your past and help you get going, and could save you up to 25%. Talk about a good deal. That's like the triple axel of deals.
Get direct and get going. Save up to 25%. Direct Auto Insurance, Nashville, Tennessee. Rates apply. Discount subject to limitations, terms, and conditions. How you buy impacts cost.
Are you struggling to catch your breath walking to the mailbox or doing chores but dismissed it as normal aging? Shortness of breath, chest tightness, wheezing, or coughing may be signs of a treatable underlying lung disease such as COPD or asthma. Other more serious lung diseases may present in a similar fashion. If diagnosed early, these can be treated or reversed. Call Mid-South Pulmonary and Sleep Specialists, the preferred pulmonary and sleep practice of the Memphis Grizzlies, at 901-276-2662 to schedule an appointment.
Waste Pro is proud to be the official waste services provider to the Memphis Grizzlies. With over 2 million residential and commercial customers serviced in over 500 regions across the South, we are honored to work, live, and raise families where we serve. It's our privilege to create a better, community-first waste and recycling model. Waste Pro, the official waste services provider to the Memphis Grizzlies. Visit WastePROUSA.com for more information.
Shopping should be fun, but that's tough when you're worried about credit. At Aaron's, we make it quick and easy. Before you go, head to apply.aarons.com to discover your leasing power. You'll immediately know how much you're approved to lease to own. Just apply from your phone or computer, then visit your local Aaron's to shop top brands like Samsung and GE with the confidence of knowing you're already approved. Aaron's, easy, beautiful, affordable. Approval is valid only at assigned store location. Not all stores participating. Approval is not guaranteed. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome back to FedEx Forum Grizzlies Basketball, presented by Sonic, as the Grizzlies and Pelicans just moments away from the tip. Time right now for Pressure Points, Key Elements for a Grizzly victory. Elliot Perry joins me. Sox, sometimes no better way to forget the sting of a tough loss than getting right back out on the court. We've seen this team, after tough losses, bounce right back. The most notable back-to-back in my head was that home-home back-to-back with Sacramento and the Lakers. Grizzlies lose to the Kings in a heartbreaker, come out, everybody talking about the Lakers having the night off, and they were ready to go, and the Grizzlies absolutely came out with one of their best efforts. We're going to need to see that today. The Grizzlies have to get off on the right foot a little bit quicker today and realize people are gunning for them. I mean, they're no longer the hunters. They're the hunted. How do they go about getting a victory today in your eyes?
Yeah, and again, Eric, I won't get into the numbers with the Grizzlies. I think they know what they have to do. Tonight is about urgency. Come out and play from the tip. You know, you have to play every minute like it's your last minute. I know that sounds cryptic, but that's what you have to do tonight. And then you have to sweat the small things. I think when you look at the two games that they lost, it's been the small things that forced them to lose those basketball games, knowing when to go, knowing when to pull back, knowing what shot is a good shot and knowing what shot is not a good shot. And then having said that, Eric, shot selection is critical. You cannot take wild shots against this team. They get out in transition just as much as the Portland Trailblazers can get out in transition. They can score the basketball in a lot of different ways. And then our bench has to come and play tonight. I thought Grayson Allen played a good game. Brandon Clark has consistently been himself. But we need other guys to kind of chip in. We need somebody to have a double-digit game off the bench.
It's interesting to see what you're talking about, shot selection. It's also capitalizing on opportunities. Too many missed opportunities, I felt like, in transition. Guys slow to rotate defensively, right, giving open shots. They're going to have to clamp that down. This Pelicans team in one game hit 15 threes in a first half against the Grizzlies.
Yeah, and one thing about this Pelicans team is they have multiple guys that can put big points on the board. I mean, you talk about Ingram can put points on the board. Holiday, sure, can put points on the board. He hurt us in the Martin Luther King game. So, again, this should be a good game with two young teams.
Should be a lot of fun getting it up and down the floor. Grizzlies, Pelicans. We'll give you the Toyota starting lineups and the opening tip next. It's all on the way. Grizzlies basketball presented by Sonic on the Memphis Grizzlies Radio Network.
This is Doug Vaughn here to tell you to get a jump on the spring home selling season with low inventories and less competition. Homes are fetching higher prices. To leverage a higher price home, call Mark and Neil Gelman of Coldwell Banker Premier with their STL Rocket Listing. Mark and Neil can give you a cash offer. Use their proven accelerated demand program that turns up the marketing and gets you the most money for your home. Either way, your home is sold. Call the Gelmans today at 314-336-1991. Online at 590homes.com and start packing.
Certain restrictions apply.
This is Mariah from Newsetter's Fine Jewelry, where we offer a choice in diamonds. Mine are lab-grown. We are a leader in offering lab-grown diamonds, which can run 30 to 40% less than mine diamonds. Let us educate you on your options at Big Ben and Doherty Ferry, or learn more at wowdiamonds.com.
For all of your eye care needs, see Dr. Michael Jones at Quantum Vision Centers, 1-866-260-EYES. Dr. Jones is a longtime friend of the press box and practices complete eye care in the metro area. From routine eye exams to LASIK and custom cataract surgery, Dr. Jones can get it done for you. He is board certified in ophthalmology and assistant professor at St. Louis University. He sees patients at several locations in the St. Louis area. 1-866-260-EYES, and when you call in, tell them Frank Cusimano sent you.
We all know local restaurants and food producers have been hit hard recently. As one of the few places still open, Schnucks is committed to supporting those local companies that need help from all of us right now. In an effort to support them, Schnucks is bringing in more food from local restaurants and food producers than they normally would. As a local food company themselves, Schnucks knows they can help. That's why Schnucks is asking you to please consider local food when you shop at Schnucks. Schnucks, a local company supporting local companies.
The Cowboys, the Chiefs, the Fighting Illini, Memphis Grizzlies basketball. Play here, right here on 590 The Fan. KFNS, Wood River, St. Louis, and 590thefan.com. The home of Budweiser.
Grizzlies and Pelicans are getting set to get things underway inside the bubble in Orlando, a nationally televised game for the Grizz this afternoon, evening, whatever you want to call it. 5:40, we'll be into the night here shortly. 6:40 down in Orlando. Probably the closest thing to a regular tip time that the Grizzlies will see. Normally games tipping off at 7 or 7:30 locally, sometimes 8, maybe 8:30, depending on if it's a nationally televised game. But this one, an earlier tip time, but closer to the normal tip time. We'll see if that has any effect. Pelicans did not play yesterday. They are 0-2 of the bubble. Grizzlies did play yesterday, as we know, falling to the San Antonio Spurs. Let's go ahead and give you the starting lineups for the ball game today, as the Grizzlies will host the, be considered the visiting team. The Pelicans going to be the team that is considered the home team. Grizzlies are going to don those alternate jerseys with the teal original logo from the Vancouver days, and the Pelicans will wear red jerseys. The Pelicans will line up like this. In the backcourt, it'll be Lonzo Ball, 6 feet 6 inches tall, 190 pounds, third season out of UCLA, first season with the Pelicans. Drew Holiday is at the other guard, 6 feet 4 inches tall, 205 pounds, also out of UCLA, an 11th year pro. As he goes 6'4", 205, Holiday starts at the second guard. The center is Derek Favors, 6 feet 10 inches tall, 265 pounds, now in his 10th season out of Georgia Tech. Favors is averaging under 10 points and 10 rebounds, but right around there, 9.1 points, 9.8 rebounds, also in his first season with the Pelicans. And the forwards today as well. It'll be Brandon Ingram, the All-Star this year, first-time All-Star in his fourth season out of Duke, 6 feet 9 inches tall, 190 pounds. And Zion Williamson, the number one overall selection for the 2019 NBA draft, the rookie out of Duke, 6 feet, 7 inches tall, 285 pounds. The Pelicans are coached by Alvin Gentry, who is now in his fifth season with the New Orleans Pelicans. And Coach Gentry is in his 17th season overall, 508 wins, 591 losses as a coach, 173 and 221 with the Pelicans. He's assisted by Chris Finch, Jeff Bezdelic, who is not with the team in the bubble, but a former Grizzlies assistant, Fred Vinson, Jamel McMillan, also a former Grizzlies staffer, Joe Boylan is on the bench, and Michael Ruffin, the head athletic trainer for the New Orleans Pelicans, is Aaron Nelson. Let's meet the starters for your Memphis Grizzlies.
Ja Morant, number 12, Murray State University.
Dylan Brooks, number 24, from University of Oregon.
Jonas Valančiūnas, number 17, Lithuania.
Kyle Anderson, number 1, out of UCLA.
Jaren Jackson Jr., 13, Michigan State University.
Grizzlies are coached by Taylor Jenkins. He is assisted by Brad Jones, David McClure, Scoonie Penn, Vitaly Potapenko, Nevin Spahia, and Blake Ahern. The director of sports medicine for the Memphis Grizzlies is Eric Otter. Your officials for this evening's game, it is a three-man crew. It is led by James Capers, the veteran. He also has Nick Buechert and Jason Goble on the crew. Elliot Perry joins me now. And Sox, this team, as we said earlier in the season, bounced back in a back-to-back situation after a loss at home to Sacramento. That game was in February, towards the end of February, the 28th and 29th, back-to-back home games. A tough loss to the Sacramento Kings, came back the next night, and really kind of gave the Lakers the business that night. And a lot of people were just expecting the Lakers to come in and blow this team out. Both Ja Morant, Dylan Brooks had very good games that night, and a lot of praise from the Laker faithful saying, hey, this team nearly beat us another time here in Memphis. We were able to kind of turn it on. We got the better of them in Los Angeles. But they need an effort like that again tonight. A win tonight would be huge. It really puts the Pelicans in a position where they almost can't catch the Grizzlies 4.5 games back with just 5 to play. And it would put the Pelicans at 0-3. And a lot of people very, very critical of the Pelicans for sending Zion Williamson into the bubble but not really playing him big minutes right now. And we've heard from Alvin Gentry in the pregame comments that he will play in bursts today.
Yeah, and I think you should get away from thinking about the standings, Eric, and start thinking about, hey, let's play consistent basketball. Let's play a 48-minute game. Let's try to play a complete game. Because, again, we have play two games where we could have won both of those games. We have to make better decisions. I think that's what Coach Jenkins wants to see. Whether you win or lose, let's go out there and play a complete game tonight and not worry about the standings.
Grizzlies will be scoreboard watching a little bit later on. You can't worry about the standings because if you take care of your business and start winning basketball games, then you're putting the pressure on everybody else. San Antonio is going to play again in the second night of their back-to-back set. They'll take on Philadelphia, and the Lakers in Utah are the late game tonight. Denver and Oklahoma City are into overtime tied at 109. Two games have already gone final. But for the Grizzlies, you just got to go out and play basketball, I think, at this point. But there is something to be said, and I talked with not only Taylor Jenkins about on Sonic Coach's Corner, but also Brad Jones via a text conversation, that they have to realize they are the hunted. They are the team with the target on their back for everybody behind them. And the first three games were against those teams. Unfortunately, San Antonio was just a split step quicker. Taylor Jenkins said he liked his team's effort, but overall, San Antonio just kind of knew how to ramp it up a little bit more, and San Antonio took advantage of the mistakes the Grizzlies made. Grizzlies did not make San Antonio pay the way the Grizzlies paid for their mistakes.
Yeah, you're talking about a veteran ball club and probably the most the coach with the most experience in the league in Pop. So again, he had his team ready to play and play consistent basketball, and their guys just made some plays down the stretch. DeMar DeRozan, their best player, had the ball in his hands down the stretch and made a clever play.
So the Grizzlies wearing those throwback Vancouver Grizzly uniforms from the old days. Players
like
have put
those.
Their names on the base of the jerseys now, and that will be continuing. They still are allowed to put a social message on the top of the jersey above the number, but below the number, everybody must have their name as well. Red jerseys for the Pelicans with white letters and numbers, blue and gold striping down the side. From our vantage point on our monitor, the Grizzlies will go from left to right on the radio dial. This is considered a home game for the Pelicans. So when you look around, if you see it on the television, the Michelob Ultra courtside experience, you'll see a lot of fans for the Pelicans there and the NBA logo on the center court. We are just about set for basketball. James Capers will toss the ball in the air. Grizzlies will send Jaren Jackson to the center circle. He back taps, but it goes right into the front court to Zion Williamson, and the Pelicans will get the first opportunity. Lonzo Ball with it, drops it off for Brandon Ingram. Bounce left elbow for Derek Favors. Favors to the right side for Ball. Ball behind a screen, fires a spot up three and hits. And that's how the Pelicans Lonzo hurt the Grizzlies in the first matchup in New Orleans with 15 first half threes. Pelicans hits the first today. 38% for Lonzo Ball, who when he came into the draft, a lot of people said won't really be an effective shooter. He's been that this year for New Orleans. Top of the arc, Morant, first possession for the Grizz. Right corner feed to Jackson, three on the way. Hits the side of the backboard and is well off the mark. Rebounded by Drew Holiday. Holiday for Ball, over to the right side for Ingram. He's picked up by Kyle Anderson, a pump fake. Anderson didn't bite. Ingram steps back behind the arc, kicks it out deep left wing to Ball. 10 on the shot clock. Ball back for Holiday. Holiday off the bounce, slips down, falls, ball loose on the ground, taps it out to the right side for Ingram. Ingram with 3 seconds on the shot clock towards the baseline, off balance 20-footer, no good. Rebound tapped by Ball, grabbed by Valanciunas. Valanciunas to Brooks, left sideline. Brooks on the wing, left side, shouldering in, double team comes, kicks it out Jackson. Right side for Anderson, into the corner right side for Morant. Morant off the dribble, backs it out, kicks it to the right block for Valanciunas, squares up at Favors. Valanciunas, a lefty dribble in the lane, running lefty, hook is good. Going right at Derek Favors, Jonas Valanciunas with a sweeping left-handed hook for the Grizzlies' first two.
Well, he's been very efficient, Eric. I mean, very productive when he has had an opportunity to play.
Holiday on a drive, drops it off for Williamson. And Zion's layup attempt is blocked by Jaren Jackson. Loose ball picked up by the Grizz. Brooks from the right wing. Around the back dribble. Nearly lost the handle. Got it back. Trying to go up and under. Has it poked out of his hands by Drew Holiday. And Brooks kind of forced a bad situation there.
Yeah, again, you didn't have anywhere to go. That's when you kick the ball back out and reset.
Give Holiday credit, though, for dropping down and making that play happen with his hands. As Williamson again in the lane, we're going to get a whistle and a foul. Zion Williamson going right at the chest of Jaren Jackson Jr. And the question is this a shooting foul? It's going to be called on Dylan Brooks as he dropped down for help. And wow, I thought that was way, if they called it on the first reach, that was way before the shot.
Yeah, that was before the shot.
Well, Williamson will go to the line. First free throw is no good. He has not been great from the foul line this year. 64.5%, 100 makes 155 tries, but he started much slower than that. Missed the first, makes the second, and it's 4-2 New Orleans with 10:06 remaining here in the first quarter.
And Jaren is going to have to be smart. Knowing Zion going to his right, Eric, more than likely he's going to come back to his left.
Morant behind a screen from Valanciunas triggers a three. It's off the mark. Favors with a rebound. Long lead out ahead from Ball. Up ahead Holiday. And Holiday going to the rim. Has his shot blocked. Gets it back. Feeds for Williamson. Williamson trying to flip it up on the window. Had his shot blocked. The rebound taken by the Grizzlies, but the outlet pass stolen. Ball saves it for Williamson. He loses it off his hands and out of bounds. Grizzlies have to realize this Pelicans team, they are pesky. They will keep playing the passing lanes, and Lonzo Ball will likely throw a length of the floor pass anytime your back is turned. Kyle Anderson, long strides to the bucket, drops it off underneath for Valanciunas. His layup attempt blocked by Favors. Loose ball picked up by the Pelicans. Williamson on the attack into the lane, poked away by Jackson. Loose in the corner, picked up by Holiday. Holiday nowhere to go. And what are they going to do? Call a foul on the Grizzlies? If they call a foul on Brooks, that's two. It is on Dylan Brooks, and that's two. He'll have to come out of the game. 9:22 remaining. Brooks went after the loose ball, and DeAnthony Melton will check in.
And that's a tough foul right there, Eric. Loose ball out on the floor. Again, once Drew Holiday had the basketball, back off, knowing you already have one foul.
16 on the shot clock. Melton comes into the game. Williamson from the left elbow drives it into Valanciunas, put it onto the iron, missed it, went right back up, grabbed it, and put it up and in. The problem I have with that play is if you watch the replay, Zion Williamson just basically shoves Valanciunas out of the way after he takes the shot. At some point, you have to call that as an offensive foul. Morant into the lane, running, floater with the right hand, rattles around and falls. Behind a Valanciunas screen, John Morant gets his first bucket, and it's 6-4 New Orleans with 8:53 remaining first quarter.
Yeah, continue to run effective pick and rolls. Keep Drew Holiday on the move.
Holiday and Williamson in a pick and roll situation. Williamson goes into the body of Valanciunas,
he's
loses
just
the
right
handle.
Into people.
Yeah, I mean, just letting them barrel in. 8:44 remaining here in the first quarter. As the ball comes into Ingram. Ingram gets into traffic. A late whistle, and he'll get it here as he once again gets fouled. And the Grizzlies now in a little bit of a spot. They'll pick up their third team foul.
That is his first.
First on Jackson, third on the team, and Brandon Ingram will go back to the line.
You talk about wanting to keep them off the free throw line, Eric. When you look at the San Antonio Spurs the other night, 24 for 33 versus 15 for 18. Grizzlies made their free throws, but they just didn't get to the free throw line as frequently as they did in that first game.
And it was much more prevalent in the first half for San Antonio than the second. The first half, that's how they maintained that lead.
Yep.
Jackson will check out, and Brandon Clark checks in. So a quick exit for Jaren Jackson Jr. I think Taylor Jenkins is going to try to keep the legs as fresh as possible. Ingram made the first and misses the second. Long rebound, though, right to Zion Williamson. Nobody boxed him out. Rebound grabbed by the Pelicans. 7-4 they lead. Ingram left elbow working on Anderson. Step back deep, two on the way is no good. Excellent defense played by Kyle there, forcing Ingram into a tough look. Melton into the front court with the ball in his hands. Crosses over towards the baseline left side. Keeping his dribble. Has it poked out of his hands by Holiday, but we'll get a whistle and a foul. Little Pac-12 crime. Our very own Jessica Benson, talking about her alumnus,
USC,
and fouled by a guy from UCLA. That might start a fight some places in Los Angeles.
Question.
Those dirty UCLA Bruins, always cheating. Kidding. We have a Kyle Anderson on our team, too. John Morant on the right wing, around a screen from Brandon Clark, gives to Clark, roll into the bucket, hangs and banks it up and in over Derek Favors. Beautiful pocket bounce pass from Morant to Clark, and the two rookies connect. 7-6, Pelicans by one. Ingram into the lane, kicks right side Holiday, pump fakes it, Melton drives, drops it off for Williamson. Williamson leaning into the bucket off two strides, lays it up and in.
Right, and that's what he's used to, Eric, getting those easy baskets. As long as you stay between he and the basket, you can't help out too much.
Melton, a rhythm baseline 20-footer is no good from the right side. Rebound grabbed by the Pelicans. Ball over to the right side, Ingram into the corner for Holiday. He'll trigger a three, it's good. Drew Holiday didn't need much space, and Taylor Jenkins has seen enough. 12-6, Pelicans on top early, 7:40 remaining here in the first quarter on the Memphis Grizzlies Radio Network.
How do you become America's best-selling brand? Let's break it down. Innovative tech means smarter and safer driving. Intelligent all-wheel drive will keep you ready for anything. And built Ford tough trucks will always get the job done. Plus, come into your local Ford store today and get super low APR financing, big cash back, and great lease offers on Ford's full line of cars, trucks, and SUVs. That's Ford, and that's how you become America's best-selling brand. Sales claim based on calendar year sales.
Fill your belly at Belly Acres in the heart of Overton Square. Belly Acres provides a fun and unique farm-to-table dining experience that is perfect for the entire family. Belly Acres prepares all of their delectable dishes with the freshest possible local all-natural food. Indulge in one of Belly Acres' juicy award-winning burgers, free-range chicken, and waffles, and top it off with a hand-dipped homemade milkshake. Come be a part of the family affair on Overton Square at Belly Acres. Visit bellyacres901.com for more information.
Sports are coming back, and Irene Golf and Country Club is celebrating by offering unlimited championship course play for only $140 a month through May of next year. This includes driving range, putting, and chipping greens, everything you need to take your game to the next level. You can also be part of their seasonal scramble tournaments that include great prizes. Don't forget, membership comes with gym, pool, and tennis court access, and as I mentioned, it's only $140 per month. Visit IreneGolfCC.com and sign up today. Irene Golf and Country Club, located off Hats Cross near Shelby Drive.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Time for an oil change. Don't sweat it. We'll help you find the products you need for the job. Regular oil changes keep your engine running smoother, and doing it yourself will save you time and money. We have all the products you're looking for, from oil to oil filters. And next time, you can get what you need even faster. Just order online at AutoZone.com with our free same-day store pickup. Getting your job done just got easier. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone.
It's time, Memphis. The Grizzlies are back in action this Wednesday, August 5th, as they take on Mike Conley and the Utah Jazz. Grizzlies in action in the bubble and trying to bounce back after a couple of tough losses. They'll tee it off or tip it off at 1:30 on Wednesday afternoon. 1 o'clock start to the radio pregame show. Jessica Benson, your host, Elliot Perry, and I will be on the call. Grizzlies live on television will also begin at 1 o'clock. Presented by Ford, your Mid-South Ford dealers, featuring Pete Pranica, Chris Vernon, Rob Fisher, and Brevin Knight on Fox Sports Southeast. Check local listings and Grizzlies.com for channel guide and all information. And don't forget, Direct Auto Insurance and the Grizzlies want to help you win a chance to the virtual Michelob Ultra Courtside Experience. This exclusive once-in-a-lifetime experience will put you courtside in the bubble to cheer on your Grizz and provide the home court advantage they need as we push for the playoffs. In order to represent Grizz Nation, you'll need a computer with camera, reliable internet, and your growl towels and Grizz gear ready. Visit Grizzlies.com for your chance to win and reserve your place today. But hurry, space is limited and spots will go fast. Grizzlies basketball presented by Sonic and the Pelicans off to a quick start, a 12-6 lead for New Orleans. Zion Williamson with 5 points and four rebounds. Drew Holiday and Lonzo Ball each have a three. And the Grizzlies will try to chip away at that lead here as they come back out with Morant, Melton, Anderson, Clark, and Valanciunas. Melton deep left wing looking for Valanciunas. Favors very physical. Valanciunas catches left block. Two high dribbles into the paint. Double team comes. Kicks it out Morant. Wide open straightaway three is no good. Rebound tapped by Valanciunas and it hit the front of the iron. Wouldn't go. Got to knock down your open threes, and Ja Morant was wide open there.
Yeah, good look.
Ball deep right side on the wing. 7-11 remaining in the first quarter. 12-6 Pelicans on top early. Ball over to Ingram, left wing. Drives inside the three-point line. Bank shot attempt from 15 is no good, and Zion Williamson went high in the air for the rebound and then fell as he landed. And J.J. Redick going to check in, and I believe Zion Williamson's going to check out. So apparently the five-minute burst is what we will get for Zion Williamson in the first quarter. We'll see the second quarter later, but J.J. Redick is not a guy you want to forget about when he's in this ballgame. He can light you up in a hurry from the outside. 12-6, Pelicans by 6. Grizzlies with the ball. Morant, cross-court feed. Valanciunas, wide open left corner three. Nope, way too strong. And the rebound taken by Brandon Ingram. Ingram up ahead on the wing left side. Screen on his right from Favors. Didn't use it. Now bounces to Favors, rolling to the bucket. Ball poked away and picked up by Valanciunas. Up ahead, Melton. Melton hounded by Ball. Melton lobs it into Clark. Clark catches over Redick and floats it up and in. Brandon Clark did a great job to gather himself on the catch there and get the easy two.
Well, and also good patience by D'Anthony Melton that time, pushing the basketball area and then stopping and making sure that he got a good pass to Brandon Clark.
Redick trying to feed it out to Ball. Had it deflected. Ball got it back. Back to Redick. Three on the way from the right sideline is no good. Valanciunas stumbled getting the rebound, then had a hard time picking it up. Looked like trying to stick a fork in a marble there for a minute. Top of the arc. Melton kicks right side Kyle Anderson. His three on the way, no good. Grizzlies ice cold to start from the outside. 0 for 5, coupled with 7 for 30, so 7 for their last 35 from long range. Ingram on a drive, kicks it into Holiday. Holiday, a left-handed floater, is good. Back to a six-point lead, 14-8. Pelicans by 6.
Right, and Ingram is a tough guard. He's a guy that's always on the move, Eric. More importantly, he's going to be aggressive attacking the basket.
Morant into the lane, feeds for a cutting Melton. Melton back to Anderson, steps into a three. That's no good. Rebound grab by Favors. Grizzlies 4 for 13, 0 for 6 from 3. 5 for 16 for the Pelicans, but they're getting offensive rebounds and second chance and hitting threes. Holiday drives it into the paint. Try to double-clutch floater. It's blocked by Kyle Anderson and out of bounds. It'll belong to the Pelicans. It'll stay with New Orleans. Four offensive rebounds for the Pelicans already, just one for the Grizzlies. Three more shot attempts for New Orleans.
Also, would love to see Memphis attack the basket. Eric, again, we talked about knowing when things are not going. Three-point shot is not going right now.
Holiday into the lane, long stride, stays away from Jaren Jackson as he got by Grayson Allen, who closed out after checking in, and it's an eight-point Pelicans lead, 16-8. Morant, top of the arc for Jackson, back to Morant. Morant from the top, around the Jackson screen, into the lane, floater from 12, too strong off the back iron. Grizzlies can't buy one right now. They've had one bucket in the last 3.5 minutes. Right side, Ingram, going right at Clark, into the corner, Reddick, spot up three, got it. Drive and kick, and Taylor Jenkins going to use another timeout. 19-8, Pelicans on top. Grizzlies basketball, presented by Sonic, on the Memphis Grizzlies Radio Network.
Seats are amazing.
We deliver tickets, team merchandise, and everything you need to get ready for the game. But what you really get when FedEx knocks on your door is so much more.
FedEx delivery.
Game day spirit. What we deliver by delivering.
The NBA is back.
Lock in for me. Let's go.
Live games are back on NBA League Pass.
Oh, my goodness.
Keep up with the NBA restart. Watch live, regular season games from the comfort of your home.
This is spectacular.
Watch from your phone, TV, or tablet.
Step back three, and he got it.
You can't make this stuff up.
Wow.
To order, go to NBA.com/watch.
Summer's in full swing,